This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 335, and today we're talking about Ikigai. Iki who? Ikigai. So I'm a big, big fan of Japanese, Korean, Chinese philosophy and anything back there. My martial arts was Korean and Japanese, and love some of the Chinese philosophy. So Ikigai basically is a Japanese concept or philosophy for really what gets you out of bed in the morning. Some people talk about it as being your purpose, and I don't define it in that way, only because of my teachings that I feel our purpose is more of a healing part, that something that has happened to us in the past, and our purpose is to neutralize that, if you will, and create a healing in the world. But with Ikigai, it talks about these four circles about what you love, what you're good at, what you get paid for, and what the world needs. And when you have these four circles intersecting, the middle of it is your Ikigai. And there's a great YouTube about it, about why many people who have this, who have found their Ikigai, live beyond 100 years old. And it's kind of your reason for being. Why are you here on this planet? And it's very interesting, because I think if you look at most of those, what you love, your passion. So we have multiple passions. For example, my passion has been around health and nutrition and health and fitness, as well as the mind. So when we look at passions, so if we started to take to chunk this down, right? So what you love is your passion. I think we have passions that are purely for us, purely for our own enjoyment. And then we have one passion that we love to share with others. And so what you love, because we're very dynamic individuals. We have lots of passions. Some people love fitness. Some people like writing poetry, all at the same time. Not the same time, but they have this equal passion. And so one of the questions is, what passion is it? Well, I like to look at it as, again, we have a passion for ourselves that we love to do. We love to do just for ourselves. And then we have this passion that we just, this uncontrollable urge to share with other people. And that would be the passion circle of this Ikigai. And then you start looking at, what are you good at? Because you can have a passion, but you may not be good at it. But then you start to look at, what are you good at? And this is your vocation. And so what are you really talented at? And you start looking at some of the skills and talents that you have. And then you look at, and that's one circle, is what are you good at? And the next one is, what do you get paid for? And that's your profession. And so when you start to look at combining these, I think those three circles are pretty easily discernible. You know, your passion, your vocation, and your profession. But the one that seems to be the biggest challenge is what the world needs, right? Because when we look at what the world needs, we look at it through our own filters, our own beliefs, and we could get caught up in, well, the world needs love, the world needs peace, which it does, maybe. Maybe there's enough out there that we just choose to ignore it, but that's another subject. But what the world needs, and so what I would ask you to think about is what the world needs. So if you're looking to find your Ikigai, and you found your passion, and you know what you're good at, and you know what you can get paid at doing, and the only thing missing is your mission, that, or what they call your mission, but what the world needs, take some time and reflect at what really irritates you. Because many times what really irritates us is the tip of the iceberg of what really the, what we feel the world needs. And yes, and there's going to be some of you listening to this that everything irritates you. And that's not what I'm talking about, but there's a common theme about maybe injustice about animals that really irritates you, or, the lack of water in some third world countries. If that, when that subject comes up, if that really irritates you, and I mean, even beyond irritated, that you just get passionate about it. So start looking at some of the things that, that set you off. And see if that could be part of what you believe the world needs. And then you start to take these four circles and put them together, and that creates your ikigai. In addition to this, what most articles don't address on this is the concept of the seven levels of life satisfaction. And again, this is your vision, your mission, your values, your beliefs, your capabilities, your behaviors, and your environment. And I have a podcast about that. So that has to be taken into consideration when you start to look for your ikigai. And one of the great, great ways of looking for this is using a coach, right? A coach can help you with what do you love? What are you great, great at? What cause do you believe in? What do people value and pay for you? You know, what, those are the type of things that many of us don't see our own skills and talents and values. We discount them because the ones that come very easy to us, we project out that if it's easy for me, it's going to be easy for everybody. And that is not the case. And this is why a coach is so helpful, is to help you see that the things that come easy to you don't come easy to others. And that can be part of your ikigai. And when you can find this, life just becomes fun because you're living in a magic space all the time. You're just, you wake up enthusiastic. You go to sleep enthusiastic. You go through your day full of vim and vigor, and you just, you know, you're making a difference in the world when you can find, the intersection of these four circles. So some of the things I'd like you to think about here is, what do you love, right? What aspects of your life bring you into your heart and what makes you come alive? Then start thinking about, what are you great at? What unique skills do you have that come most naturally to you? What talents have you cultivated, and what do you excel at without even trying? So take these questions, write them down, and start to contemplate on them. And then, what cause do you believe in? What breaks your heart or pulls at your gut? What change would you most love to create in the world? What would you give your life for? That's a huge question. And then the fourth one is, what do you value? What do people value in you and pay you for? What services or value do you offer or do you bring to others? And start thinking about that and really get into that. I mean, this is a wonderful concept. And when you can find this, I mean, this is what people are searching for, at least in my experience. When people come to me, my clients come to me, you may call it a midlife crisis. You may call it a midbirth. There's many descriptions of it. But when we're feeling lost, when we're feeling like we're not making a difference, that we're just floating around, it's usually because we haven't found our ikigai. And when we can find that ikigai and discover it and then step into it, and this is where mental strength and courage comes in, because normally where we're living is in our complacent zone, and our ikigai is way above our complacent zone. This gets back to this mental line of resistance. So as we start to approach or even investigate these things, we will make excuses on why that's not our ikigai, because heavens forbid, if we find it and don't live up to it, we will feel really lost in this world. So as we start to work through our complacent zone and get closer to this mental line of resistance, we'll either go, oh, I don't know what people would pay me for. I don't know this. I don't know that. We use this excuse, I don't know. But in reality, if you are truthful with yourself and honest, you do know. You do know what you love. You do know what you're great at. You do know what cause you believe in, and you do know what people would pay you for. But we don't want to step into that greatness. But once we can, And once you do, with the help of mental strength training, such as my online program, warriormindtraining.com, or through a coach, or through some other means that will help you step out of your comfort zone and help you move through that barrier of mental resistance and then move into your ikigai and really start, then life is going to be so much fun. It's going to be so enjoyable. You're going to be able to just feel alive. I mean, imagine waking up every single day feeling alive. That you, if you love coffee, great, but imagine not having to have coffee to wake up, but you drink it because you love the flavor of it. Imagine just going through the day effortlessly, and you all of a sudden night comes around, you wonder, where has the day gone? And you go to sleep thinking, man, I can't wait to wake up to the next day. And you keep doing this over because life is so full of fun and it's magic. That's what it's like being in your ikigai or finding it. So I would ask you to re-listen to the podcast, write down those questions, start to write them down. If you haven't written them down or can't, go to the blog, my blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog, find where this podcast is hosted and the questions are there. Write those down, contemplate on them, really consider that, and then either work with some friends or get a coach, hire me or some other coach, and then start to see how these circles intersect. And when you find them, you're going to be able to live a life of power, of purpose, of passion. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.